The name of my story this morning is The Call in the Night You Should Figure Out. So Uncle Floyd does not sleep with his cell phone beside his bed. He puts it on the dresser across from the room, and he usually turns off the sound at night. But one night this week, right in the middle of a dream, he heard his phone made a tiny click, and it woke him up. So his phone does not make a click sound when he gets a call or a Snapchat or a message or a Facebook, so he ignored it and went right back to sleep. And then sometime later, his phone clicked and it woke him up again. He was kind of puzzled. So he got out of bed and he went over and checked it, but there was no indication that anyone was trying to reach him. But as long as he was up, he went in and checked on Barabbas and Gator in their bedroom, and then he went to the bathroom. And then later, as he lay in bed awake, his phone made the sound a third time. "I reckon someone is trying to tell me something." So he checked his recent calls and all, but there was nothing there. As he puzzled over this, the thought of Mrs. Potato Head kept coming to him. She had seemed a bit confused last Sunday in church when they talked, and the more he thought about it, the more Uncle Floyd thought it was Mrs. Potato Head that was trying to contact him. This was not a call to ignore. He checked his watch, and it said it was 5 a.m., just half an hour before he was going to get up anyway. So Uncle Floyd went and called the front desk at the retirement home where Mrs. Potato Head lives and asked them to check on her in her apartment. He held the line for what seemed like a long time. But finally, the staff person came back and asked if Uncle Floyd could come over to the retirement home. Not right now, but when the boys left for school. They said Mrs. Potato Head was anxious to talk to him. So later, he has to get his brace on to go anywhere and do things. So later, when he went to Mrs. Potato Head's apartment, and he came in, and she looked up at him and she said, "Where were you? I kept trying to call you last night, but my phone wouldn't work right." And Uncle Floyd sat down beside her and put his arm on her shoulder. I reckon it's good to see you, Mrs. Potato Head. Tell me how you are." And Mrs. Potato Head started to cry. She explained that she got very confused during the night, and she was looking for Mr. Potato Head, her husband. "But I know he died many years ago," she said. "I guess I just missed him." Uncle Floyd gave her a big hug and sat with her until it was time for her to go to the dining room for breakfast. Uncle Floyd did exactly the right thing. To be continued.